See, we know anything the cowboys had to cave and how she went with him, how he was cared, and nothing. We didn't know nothing about that.
Did you ever say she found a calf or dropped a calf?
Mm-mm.
Or she'd come in?
Mm-mm. All I know, she just had the calf.
The animals that you ride are called?
Horses and mules. And
what do you call the male? The male horse?
That's what I'm telling you now. We just said a horse. We didn't have nothing to do with the male part.
What do they call them now?
The horses? I don't know. I don't know, because see, I'm not on the farm now, and you don't see nothing like that now, nothing but tractors. So I don't know what they call them.
What do they call the female?
What, the female what?
Horse.
I don't know. Oh, mare.
Mm-hmm. That sounded okay?
Yeah, that do very well.
What about the male sheep?
I don't know. I never was around no sheep.
What about the female?
I don't know, because I never was around none. I never saw no sheep until I was grown, and they was out here in Colliston.
What do people raise sheep for?
For the wool they have on their back.
And the animals that you get pork from are called?
Hogs.
When they're first born, you call them?
Pigs.
What about when they're a little older?
Shoats.
How big is a shoat?
I don't know. About half grown already.
And the female is called?
The sow.
What if she's never had pigs?
I don't know about that either.
What's the male called?
That's all I know.
Just call him the...
What did you call? Yilt.
Uh-huh. What did y'all used to call the male?
I used to call him nothing. Talk about him like I would about a cow. All I know, mother had hogs and they was in the woods.
If you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a male, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Mm-mm. Too much for me.
What about if you had a tomcat and you didn't want him to be wandering off?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear castrate or cut or mark them?
Yeah, I hear folks talking about it now.
Talk about what?
Cam having speed.
Uh-huh. What would a hog be called if you'd done that to it?
Mm-hmm.
And a hog that's grown up wild out in the woods, you call him a...
That's a hog, that's all.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back,
the stiff hair.
Yeah. All the hair that he has.
All that's the same, ain't it?
What's it called?
Nothing but hair with whole hair. That's all I know.
What about on a brush, a hair brush, the things that stick up are called the... Do you ever hear
bristles? Mm-hmm.
Huh?
But it's all the same. You just know how to carry it up.
What's that called?
I don't know. What did you call?
Did you ever hear bristles?
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Bristle.
And the big teeth that a hog has?
Tush.
And what you put the food in for the hog would be called
a chow.
And if you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four?
Chows.
And if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go feed the
stock.
What if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese and so forth? You'd say you had to feed the
fowl.
And if it's time to feed the stock and do your work, you'd say it was what time?
Time to feed.